Hey everybody, this is Helena Hart. Welcome to my live stream on seven things that women need to know that make a man magnetically drawn to you so he'll want to invest and commit to you. They'll also help weed out the wrong men so you don't waste years of your life on relationships that aren't going anywhere or on men who aren't serious about you. While I'm waiting for some people to join, I just wanted to make a quick announcement. I'm going live twice a month, every other Friday on Bullhorn, and it's totally free. You can get your questions answered. You can call in and talk to me personally or type your questions into the chat. I'll include links on how to do all of that in the description or episode details, wherever you're listening to this. It's totally free. And if you have any questions about that, I can talk a little bit more about that at the end. So let's just dive right in. The first thing that women need to know is that the right man for you, and a man who's truly in his empowered masculine energy, knows a good thing when he sees it and won't have any problem pursuing you and claiming you and committing to the kind of relationship you want. This one's really important because if you don't know this, you may do things like make excuses for men or buy into their excuses or wait around for them endlessly. So that one's pretty self-explanatory, but it's so important. I wanted to start with that one. And number two is kind of the other side of that. The next thing that women need to know is how to recognize a good thing when you see it, how to recognize when something's right, and basically show appreciation and acknowledgement and respect when a man is showing up and putting in effort. I was coming up with the content for this last night with my husband, and he actually came up with this one. So basically, this looks like being open and receptive to a man who is pursuing you and putting in effort. And that brings me to number three. The third thing that women need to know is that effort is attractive. That is so important. Everyone type that into the comment section if that resonates with you. Effort is attractive. I've talked about this before in other videos. Basically, you want to show appreciation when a man is putting in effort, like I talked about in number two, and you also want to get bored and lose interest naturally if a man stops showing up or isn't stepping up and putting that effort into the relationship or potential relationship. You basically want to hook up your feelings of attraction and chemistry with a man's masculine action towards you, rather than getting all hung up on a man or maybe starry-eyed over his qualities or over the chemistry and attraction you feel for him, and stay stuck on him even when he's not pursuing you consistently and putting in effort. So that one is so important. Effort is attractive. Yes, I'm happy to see that's resonating with people in the chat. Thank you so much. And number four is a woman who knows how to make a man feel safe emotionally and knows how to make him feel like he can be himself. This is another one that my husband came up with. It was something he said that drew him to me. We actually talked about this together in my last video on three feminine habits that bring a man closer than ever. And this looks like often you going first and opening up and being authentic and vulnerable. And that shows a man that you feel safe within yourself. And that's how he knows that he can open up and how he'll feel safe with you, because a lot of men aren't used to doing that. But if you can be that one person in a man's life that knows how to create this emotional safety where he just feels like he can open up and be himself around you, he's just going to see you as irreplaceable. That will definitely draw him in. Number five is knowing that men fall in love for who you are, not something you do or give to him constantly. This one is so important. If you don't know that men fall in love for who you are deep down, it might cause you to want to do things to make him more interested in you or make him step up and put more effort in or commit to the kind of relationship you want. So men fall in love for what you perceive to be your flaws or insecurities. It's those million little things that you have no idea that you're even doing. That's what makes a man fall in love. So it's not about constantly doing things and trying to show him everything you have to offer. Of course, you're naturally going to give back to a man over the course of a long-term relationship, but that's not what initially makes a man fall in love and stay in love with you forever. So that one's really important. Men fall in love for who you are, not what you do. The sixth thing that women need to know is their standards. They need to know their standards, know what they won't tolerate. And here's the important part, act accordingly. So a lot of people know that they deserve better, men and women, right? But they're basically stuck in situations that aren't in alignment with that belief. So you want to know your standards. And it's not like you need to have a list of requirements and hand it over to a guy or tell him how he needs to treat you or anything like that. It's just knowing when something doesn't feel right. And that brings me to number seven. Women need to know when to walk away and be willing to walk away. That's so important. In a recent video with my husband called Never Wait for Him, Even If He's Very Busy, Do These Three Things Instead, he talked about the fact that he just got the sense that I would be willing to walk away if the relationship wasn't in alignment with the vision I had for myself and my future. And of course, this isn't something that I had to sit down and talk to him about. It's not even something I really thought about at all when we were dating, because he was really consistent and reliable and dependable, but it's just in your energy and your vibe. A man can feel it when you're not going anywhere and he's really got you, because you're just so attached to him that he can kind of treat you however he wants and come and go as he pleases, and you're not going anywhere because you have such strong feelings for him. And that's not what compels a man to invest in you and commit. That's not what draws him in. It's having this energy that you really value yourself, and you're not going to tolerate bad treatment. You're not going to wait around for him endlessly or make excuses for him. So those are the seven. I can recap those at the end. I just wanted to check in with the chat. Christine says she's been waiting forever. Right, exactly. That's number one, right? You never want to wait for a man or make excuses for him. I hear about that all the time. And of course, I've done that myself. That's why I know so much about this topic. So effort is attractive. Yes. Thank you, Jen. Hi, Tina. Thank you so much. You're so sweet. And it doesn't look like there are any questions. I see a comment from Tina. I loved how Tom said you were focused on the relationship, not him. Yeah. You know what? I'll include links to the last couple of videos I recorded with my husband in the description after the replay of this post. And you can go back and check those out. Those are great. You know, everyone loves getting a man's perspective. Viviana says, so happy for your family. The baby is so beautiful. Thank you. Congrats. You're welcome. Thank you so much. And Jen, thank you for the $5. She said, no question, just appreciation. Congrats on your beautiful baby boy. Thank you so much. That is so sweet. That just warms my heart. And I love you all. Let me recap these really quick before I get going. Number one is knowing that the right man for you will have no problem pursuing you. He'll be in his empowered masculine energy, and he'll claim you and commit to the kind of relationship you want without all this prompting and nudging and pushing on your end. Number two is you'll also recognize when something's right, and you'll show appreciation and acknowledgement when a man is putting in effort. That brings me to number three. Women need to know that effort is attractive. It's much more attractive than all these external qualities that a guy might have that keeps you hooked on him when he's not really stepping up. So you want to look for a man's effort and acknowledge and appreciate that when he is making you feel good or making you happy. Number four is knowing how to make a man feel emotionally safe, feeling like he can open up and be himself around you. You do that by you opening up first and actually feeling safe within yourself. Number five is knowing that men fall in love for who you are, not what you do. Number six is knowing your standards and knowing what you won't tolerate and acting according to that knowledge by basically, number seven, knowing when to walk away and sticking to that, really valuing yourself more than your feelings for some guy who's really not doing the job here. So thank you so much. I see a couple more questions. Viviana says, I have lost interest now trying to date. I do want to have a family. Yeah, go follow my podcast. I have tons of episodes on that, and I can create some more. If you have any podcast topics that you're interested in, let me know in the comment section. I'll definitely create some episodes on that. The Real Sierra says, yes, I just walked away from an ex because he didn't want to step up. And last comment, finally met a man better than I could have ever imagined after watching your videos. Thank you. Oh, you're so welcome. That just made my whole day. I'm so happy to hear that. I love you all. Again, make sure you're following my podcast. That's where I'm going to be spending my time these days, especially now with the baby. It's just such a great use of my time and energy. It's a lot easier for me to create podcast episodes, and I can talk about the topics I really want to talk about over there and answer questions questions and talk to all the amazing women in my community personally. So I'll include links on how to do that in the description. You can also find my free gift in there and all kinds of things. I love you all. Have a great rest of the day. Bye, everybody. If you're tired of struggling in your love life and you want a proven system to get into and maintain a relationship where you're consistently loved, valued, and cherished, go to forever1234.com. Again, that's forever1234.com.